Belinda presents this unabridged recording of While the Storm Rages, written and read by Phil Earle. The ball cut through the sky like a grenade, but there was no real explosion when it hit the water. Not at first. Not until Wynne hit the canal seconds later, four paws slicing through the surface, her shaggy belly forcing the water skywards. It wasn't a dive that was going to win medals, more a belly flop than anything else, but it made Noah and his dad laugh, just as it did every morning. "Do you think it hurts when she does that?" Noah asked. "Does it look like it?" How a dog managed to smile with a ball between her teeth, Noah had no idea, but it gave him his answer nonetheless. The smile only disappeared when Wynne dropped the ball at their feet, her expression changing instantly to pleading. "Throw it, please. Now." Dad launched another throw that detonated in the filthy canal 25 yards on. Same dive from Wynne, same splash, same smile from all three of them. It was going to be a splendid late August day, weather-wise at least. 6 in the morning, but Noah could already feel the heat of the sun on his neck and knew that by lunchtime he'd be seeking solace in the shade. But it wouldn't just be the heat that drove him somewhere quiet. He was sure that by lunchtime, the only company he'd want would be his own. And Wynne's, of course. They walked on, quietly, waiting for Wynne to return with her bounty. "Penny for 'em?" Dad asked. Noah said nothing. "Tuppence, then," Dad added with a sad smile. But still, he got nothing in return. "Blimey, Noah. I know you've always got a money-making scheme in your head, but I never thought you'd fleece your old man, especially not today." "Don't go," Noah said, not quite daring to look Dad full in the face as he said it. "Please." Dad didn't reply. Not with words, anyway. Instead, he pulled Noah into his side as they walked and rested his head on top of his son's. Noah waited for the sound of a kiss on his crown, but it didn't come. It felt like Dad was just breathing him in, banking what he could before he marched off at midday. They continued through Wapping Woods, doing what they did every morning before the rest of the world woke. They never tired of it, and Wynne certainly didn't, though the ball was now sporting a soggy algae wig. In 15 minutes, after another dip in Shadwell Basin, her coat would look the same, and she'd return home to the inevitable wrath of Mum, and the shame of being doused in buckets of cold water.